You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Let us give the Lord a praise right now, hallelujah. Let us praise the Lord as we enter into this hour of praise, amen. This hour of prayer, amen, hallelujah. This hour of cleaving to Elohim, this hour of reaching up to Yahweh, this hour of looking to God Almighty, El Shaddai. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Someone say, I am blessed. So let us not waste any time. Amen. Hallelujah. We have plenty of time outside of, before this hour and after this hour, but let this hour, let this moment be devoted, be dedicated to Christ Jesus. Lord God, we look to you right now. Lord God, we come to you. We come seeking your face. We come seeking your will. We come in, oh God. I thank you that you accept us in all of our filthy rags. I thank you that you accept us in all of the cares that we're carrying and that we're wearing, and all of the burdens and all of the worries and all of the pains and all of the hunger pains, and all of the purpose pains and all of the desires and everything and all of the family cares and the family wounds. I thank you, hallelujah. In all of our wounds, our mental wounds, financial wounds, emotional wounds, soul wounds, relational wounds, I thank you, oh God, that you are like that good Samaritan. Amen. The Bible talks about the good Samaritan who tends to the person that was beaten, the person that was afflicted, the person that is now downtrodden, the person that now needs help. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. God is tending to us. Hello. God is tending to you and I in this moment and in this hour and in this season. And though we may not feel it with our natural senses, our natural senses may not detect the Lord tending to our wounds and tending to our cries. But this saying, even right now, lets you know that he is tending to you, tending to your needs, tending to your moans and groans, tending to the silence, tending to the unknown in our lives, tending to, hallelujah, the misdirection, tending to the darkness, tending to the loneliness, tending to the fears, tending to the wise, tending to, hallelujah, Rishon, tending to the unknowns, tending to the hopes, tending to our prayers, tending to he's tending to us with his tender mercies and his tender kindness. He is tending to us. Amen. He is tending to our financial cries. He is tending to those overwhelmed places, those burdened places. He is tending to those overworked places. He's tending to those that self place. Come on. That me place. God is tending to. This is the truth. Do you believe? Tending to those grieving places, tending to comforting us that are mourning, I'm tending to you, my child. I'm tending to you, my daughter. I'm tending to you, my son. I'm tending to you, my servant. I hear you, Holy Spirit. I'm tending to, I'm making a way out of no way. I'm tending to, I'm moving mountains. I'm tending to, I'm authoring, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of our faith. I see the finger of God, hallelujah, Rabba Shanda, attending to, authoring on our behalf. Come on, someone. Speaking on our behalf. Come on, someone. I'm tending to the ailments. I'm tending to the illness. I'm tending to the weak places. I'm tending to the broken places. I'm tending to the irreparable. I'm tending to the dead things and the dead places and the deadness in the womb and in the functioning of our bodies. I'm tending to. Come on, someone say, I'm tending to. He's tending to. I hear you, Holy Spirit. God says, I'm tending to that which you're tending to. Come on, somebody. I'm tending to that which you care about, that which you love, that which you're hoping for, that which you're desiring. I'm tending to. Do we hear that? I dare not move ahead of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. As he speaketh in this hour, we must catch, we must slow down. May it sink in to our hearts, our minds, that God is tending to. He's tending to the projects, the work of our hands. God, I hear the Lord saying, I'm tending to. I'm tending to. I see the Lord like authoring our footsteps, like putting in written orders regarding our footsteps. I'm tending to. Leba shandorobo sitidia. I'm tending to. I don't know what it is why I see the Lord's hand on our feet and then a writing and inscribing on our feet, but I'm tending to. I'm tending to. I'm tending to those ligaments. I'm tending to neuropathy. I'm tending to. I'm tending to those paralyzed places, those numb places. I'm tending to. Someone say, thank you, Heavenly Father, for tending to me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for tending to me. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. What a beautiful thing it is that not only are we praying to God and speaking to God, but yielding to God and getting still and quiet and hearing God. Our God is the only living God that he speaks back, and he's talking back to us. He's talking back to you and I saying, don't give up. He's talking back to you and I saying, don't stop. Don't quit. He's speaking back to you and I to say, keep going. He's speaking back to you and I. Hallelujah. Saying, trust me, hallelujah. Look to me, hallelujah. Consider me. Consider what I'm saying. Consider what the scripture's saying. Consider the truth. He's speaking back to us, hallelujah, saying, I am the antidote. I am the cure. Hallelujah. Karabashaya. Your praise is the cure. Your prayer is the cure. Your faith is the cure. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, hallelujah, that God is tending to us and talking back. Somebody say, he's tending to me and he's talking back. Hallelujah. He's talking to you, amen, about the next steps and about what to do. Come on, somebody. Sit still and listen. Sit still and listen. Hallelujah. Slow down on the hustle. Come on, hallelujah. And get into the ear hustle of God. Ear hustle to hear what he's saying to you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm attending to you and I'm talking back to you. I'm talking to you about your ministry. I'm talking to you about your destiny. I'm talking to you about your purpose. I'm talking to you, amen, hallelujah, Reba Shaya, on which way to go. Amen, hallelujah. Even if it is a way that you don't recognize, will you follow my way? I'm tending to you. You see, I must expose this very real moment that I'm having, because I want to go to scripture, but God has me right here and I dare not leave, grieve the Holy Spirit trying to do my own agenda. And I believe that God had me to share that prophetically, to that we will not jump into our own agenda and our own ideas and our own ways of looking at a situation and thinking that we know what's best. Amen. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. We need to tend to God in those times as God tends to the situations and tends to the way and tends to the people and tends to the circumstance and tends to, hallelujah, the monies and tends to the bill collectors. Come on. And tends to the health issues. I thank you. And tend to the marital issues and tends to the single issues. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, tend to me, Lord. Thank you for tending to me. Whew, tending to the car issues, yes. Tending to the pet issues, yes. Tending to world issues, nation issues, political issues. God is tending to. The Bible says that this earth is his footstool. It's his footstool. So do I think that that's too much for God? No, absolutely. It's a light thing. It's a little thing. That which we deem hard and complicated and impossible, God is laughing at. He's laughing at. He deems that a light thing, a possible thing, a not too hard thing. Oh, Karabashaya, a repairable thing, a fixable thing, a healable thing. A profitable thing. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. You need to declare it's not over. Hallelujah. It's not over. No matter where I am and what it looks like, it's not over. No matter what it sounds like and what people are saying, it's not over. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh 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 God, for meeting us in this place of prayer and praise unto you. We thank you, O God, for sound minds, and we thank you, O God, for contrite hearts, and we thank you, O God, for flexible feet to your word, O God, and we thank you, O God, for obedient hands to your will, and we thank you, O God, for a fresh perspective. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for eyes to see and ears to hear. Oh, we thank you, O God. Ah, hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a mouth that speaketh by faith. Come on, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for a tongue that declares your glories. We thank you, O God, for a tongue that speaketh not that which we seeth, but that which you whispereth. Yes, I said it. Whispereth to us in our eareth. Come on. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody needs to say, I'm not speaking what I see in the natural. I'm speaking the vision that God showed me. I'm speaking the truth that God revealed to me. I'm speaking scripture. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking, hallelujah, Rabba Shaya, prosperity. I'm speaking what man says is impossible. Maybe I even thought it was impossible. No, I choose to stand in the face of what is impossible, almost like it's not going to happen, and speak to those things that are not as though they are. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. My Bible informs me that he inhabits the place. He dwells in the place of our praise. Come on, somebody. Thank you, O God, for your presence, even right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for turning around in our favor. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for taking the tail and making us the head, and where we are last, putting us first, and where we are beneath, setting us above. I thank you, O Heavenly Father. I thank you for the healing of skin issues and kidney issues and organ issues and mind issues, mental issues and soul issues and relational issues. We thank you for healing on this day, a grace of healing. We thank you, O God, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, O God, for employment, divine employment, significant employment, purpose employment, employment with a hearty income. I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for those that you are speaking to and whispering to and breathing to start their business and start the project and start the production company and start the entertainment company. I don't know when, and to start the record label, and to start the movie, and to start the screenplay, and whatever you're telling us to start. God, I thank you, and start the performing, and start it. Karebashanda, we thank you, oh God, in this day, that God is meeting us in that little place. And we feel like we only have a little. I don't have enough to. Amen. Hallelujah. This is how we're going to get into scripture on this day. Holy Spirit is real good. Somebody say, Holy Spirit is real good. Starting. God says, start it by faith. Start it with the little. Amen. All you need is a little fire. The kindling of a little. Come on, somebody. Let's look in scripture as we're in this place of prayer, as we're standing on scripture. This prayer is birthed out of scripture. Come on, somebody. all things possible, saith Scripture. Let's go to Matthew chapter 14. And I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start reading at verse 13. Amen. Because we're going to take a look. We're going to take a little, a peekaboo at Scripture to see what God does with the little. Let us not despise the little place, the little things. It is when we are faithful in the little that God makes us ruler of much. Let us start praising the Lord in the little. Matthew, I'm reading out of King James. Matthew, let's go. Verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. When he heard of what? When he heard of what happened to John the Baptist, that John the Baptist was beheaded in prison. Amen. And his disciples went and took his body and buried it, and they told Jesus about it. So now we're picking up at verse 13. But something about that, let's just, thank you, Holy Spirit. Something about that. It says, when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. Notice, when he heard of news that wasn't pleasant, when he heard of news that wasn't good, when he heard of news that was horrific, when he heard of news that was painful, when he heard of news, he loved John the Baptist. Come on, somebody. Notice his response. He didn't say, why, God? He didn't say, why is this happening? How could this be? He was your prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't break down. Hallelujah. Not anything wrong with that, but what I'm saying is, as we are continually entering into the spiritual place, into the place of seeking God, God will give us a strength, a perspective, an understanding, a peace that surpasses all understanding. We will grow in our trust and our faith, that our responses will evolve, amen, into our true citizenship. We will begin to take on the perspectives regarding this world that are fresh and anew and of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, someone. All this reveals is that we, as we grow in God, as we cleave to God, as we run to God continually, not stopping, there's a transformation that happens. There's a hydration that happens. There's an anointing that happens that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. Amen. That makes us oily and well moisturized. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're not dehydrated and brittle. And so then at the smallest little flick of something, we light a fire in rage, and we light a fire in despair, and we light a fire of in hopelessness. No! See, this transformation of in Christ Jesus, it goes deeper than some material things. It goes deeper than God just bless me so I can be successful and have a lot of money and be known, hallelujah, across the world and have a notoriety and have everybody praising me. No! Goes deeper. We can go deeper. We can go deeper. We're talking about transformation. This is a transformative place as we are faithful in this place. Not sometimey in this place, not every once in a while, not to, okay, now I have a need, now I'm going to run to Jesus. No, Jesus is my life. He is my breath. Notice, We can't even breathe once and then go the whole day. We can't be like, and that breath will last us all day. We need that oxygen every millisecond. How bad do we need Jesus? How bad do you need Jesus? How bad do I need Jesus every second? Not because something is wrong, but because you are my life. You are my life. So when Jesus heard of it, we got to get to a place that when we hear certain, reports and we hear the negative reports, bad reports, uncomfortable reports, that we break out in prayer, that we break out in praise, that we break out in reading the word, that we break out, hallelujah, in flood the church. Amen. Hallelujah. What response is God looking for from us? What response is God looking for from us that we're falling short in? What response? What heavenly response? We then grown too comfortable that now we want to stay at home and lay in our beds and listen to church in the most convenient way. What response is God trying to elicit from us? When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Look, Jesus set out to a desert place. The people heard and they followed him on foot. When we hear about Jesus, we want to just be able, let me just go online. Let me see if it fit in my schedule. How far do I have to drive? Do you know what the price of gas is? And they followed him on foot, and I'm not talking about 10 feet. They followed Jesus, amen, across cities and land. Are we ready to get uncomfortable out of our flesh, out of our own setting for Christ Jesus? Where is the fire, the passion for God? Where is the passion for Christ? We live in a time, hallelujah, and I don't know, maybe it's just what I'm around and what I see, but everybody got a passion for something. Passion to sing, passion to act, passion to write, passion to be a business owner, passion for this. Where is the passion for Christ? Where is the passion for Christ? Because when you are led by your passion, you say, I'll shed blood, sweat, and tears. I'll put in the time. I'll put in the work. I'll wake up early. I'll go to sleep late. I'll miss a meal. I'll forego hanging out with my friends. I'll forego, amen, being there devotedly to my family or my children. I have to pursue this because this will even help all of my family. But where is the passion? Where is the passion for Christ? We acting like a lukewarm church for Christ. So when Jesus heard of it, verse 13, okay, let's get into it. I know I said we was. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Come on, y'all. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. As we seek God, as we seek the Lord Jesus, he is moved with compassion. As we move towards God, draw near to him, he turns, he stops, and he draws near to us. See, we serve a good God, a faithful God, a loving God, a love that we don't even fully, we're not even fully able to comprehend such love. And he healed their sick. That's the answer to someone. Healed their sick, and he healed their sick, and he healed your sick. That's the answer. That's the answer you've been waiting for. Now grab hold to it and faith the thing on out. He healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." Buy themselves something to eat. We're in a desert place. There's no food here to feed this amount of people. Come on, someone. I hear the Holy Spirit. Are you in a desert place? Rejoice. Are your finances in a desert place? Come on, rejoice. Is your career in a desert place? Rejoice. Is your relationship in a desert place? Rejoice. Is your faith in a desert place? Rejoice. Is your hope in a desert place? Rejoice. Come on, someone. Is your work ethic in a desert place? Rejoice. Come on, hallelujah, reba shata, ko ore bayanda raboshia, reba ganda raboshondo roba sitiriya rabashanda. Look at what God does in the desert place. Hallelujah. I even hear some of us think that we made a couple of wrong turns, and how did we get here? And find ourselves in the desert place. But I will submit to you that maybe God orchestrated to get you right where he needs you to be, so that not your hands can get on it, and so that not man's hands can get on it, but so that he can do a work where it's only he is able to get the glory. Come on. Verse 16. But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." They need not depart. Don't move. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Give ye them to eat. Wait, what? Give ye them to eat. I don't have to give them. Slow down. Careful. Careful how we respond. Careful what we say. Careful to be quick to speaking that the temporary or what we see in the natural. Careful. Stop. Slow down. Don't say nothing. And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Somebody say little. We still dealing with that little place. Say that's more than enough. That's more than enough. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 thousand men beside women and children. So the women and children is not even included in this 5,000 number. So we taking it, we doubling and tripling it. We doubling in it and tripling in it. Amen. Maybe even quadrupling in it. So we got at least 5, 10, 15, 20,000. 15, 20,000, something like that. And they ate off of the two fish and the five loaves? Or did they eat off of the obedience? Come on, somebody! Did they eat off of the obedience? Or did they eat off of the two fish and the five loaves? Because, see, they had two fish and five loaves in verse 17. But in verse 18, he said, bring them hither. Instruction number one. Okay? And he commanded the multitude. So they must have brought them hither. They brought them to Jesus. Okay, so now we in obedience. Obedience! This is not a time. It is not a time that we take it into our own hands. It's not time that we look at it in the natural from our playing field, amen, from our perspective, and think that we know what to do and go into action. No! We move in obedience. That's where the miracle is. The miracle is in the obedience. Check this out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Look. He said, bring them hither to me. Obedient. Instruction number one. And he commanded the multitude. So, okay, they obeyed and they brought them to him. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And they took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and he break it. And he gave the loaves to his disciples. So, okay, in instruction number two to the multitude, he said, sit down in the grass. They obeyed. We're in the perfect will of God. Obedience takes us into the perfect will of God. Obedience takes us into the place of his miracles, signs, and wonders. Obedience takes us into the place of God taking the little and multiplying it and making it more than enough, making it much. Obedience. Not thine will. Not my will. Thine will be done. Somebody said, not my will. Thine will be done. Not my will. God's will be done. Not my will. God's will be done. Disobedience will not take us into the place of God's miracles, signs, and wonders. God's miracles, signs, and wonders is God's presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. They took the five loaves and the two fish. I don't hear nobody complaining. I don't hear nobody complaining right now. I don't hear nobody saying, well, why is everybody sitting down? And okay, I brought them to you, but we still don't have the food. Oh, Jesus. We still don't have enough. Lord, I did exactly what you're telling me to do. I'm doing it fine. I still don't see. Continue! He took the five loaves and two fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat. So as they followed the instruction, as they obeyed and gave, it like kept multiplying. It kept multiplying. It never ran out. It increased. It never ran out. They ate off of the two fish and five loaves. It just never ran out. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, it's not running out. My patience is not running out. My love is not running out. My gentleness is not running out. My goodness is not running out. Come on, is not running out. My kindness is not running out. My forgiveness is not running out. See, we want to run out of blood. Nope, you didn't use the last bit. No, it's not running out. My energy is not running out. Get away from those. This is a side note. Get away from those who are draining you. Come on, someone. Step away. Immediately. Step away from the one-sided relationships, the ones that tick, 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 and then have a problem when you ask them to give. Come on. And I'm not just talking about material giving. Come on. And then they want to get irritable when it's your turn to talk and it's their turn to listen. Come on. Somebody said it's not running out. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. They had leftovers. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. He tended to the multitudes. Didn't we start to this hour that God is tending to us? He just took us to scripture to reveal how he tends to those who follow him, how he tends to those who deny themselves, take up their cross and follow him, how he tends to those who drops everything for Christ Jesus, how he's tending to those who are seeking, to those he is tending, who are knocking, who is looking to Christ Jesus. He is tending. We must sit. We must remain. We must continue. We must continue. We must continue. If you're waiting, have been waiting. Okay, so what? Wait some more. We must continue. Right now, the Lord just gave me with this multitude. It's 5,000. So now I don't know what happened. I don't know if they broke off the two fish and the five loaves and like I said, they just kept having more. Or if it was an immediate overflow of that everybody could see. But if you're in the midst of those people, if you're part of the multitude, you're part of the 5,000, not counting the women and children, you can see, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You could see those ahead of you, around you, closer to the disciples, getting theirs and have fears of, it might run out. I'm not going to get fed. Don't get discouraged because you see people getting their blessing, amen, in their prayers. You may have even prayed with them and their prayers are answered and yours haven't come yet. No, God is tending to the multitude. There was not one who left hungry. No child left behind. God says, no child of mine is left behind. I heard both of your prayers when you were in that place of praying, both individuals or all the individuals in there were praying. I'm tending to every one of you. Okay, Reba Shando Reba Sata Roshongondiria. Thank you, oh God. God is tending to you. Amen. God is tending to you. God is tending to you. Continue in this place of prayer. Continue coming back to this Sunday 7 p.m. hour. Continue. Find you a church home. Continue allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. Cleave to God Almighty. Stop making excuses when it comes to serving God, when it comes to showing up for God, when it comes to being present for God. Come on. What's your attendance like with God? What is my attendance like with God? Let us show up here. Because when the Bible says, when two or more of us are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. He is showing up. He is showing up for us. He is showing up. Let us show up. It's time to show up and see God show out. It's time that not only do we get in God's face, but we stay in God's face. It's time that we get at God's feet and stay at God's feet. It's time. It's time that we give our full selves over to him, that there is not one, there's not a child, not a man, not a woman, not a dollar, not a $100, not $1,000, not $1,000,000, not an opportunity, not a career, open door. There's not nothing on this earth that's going to keep me from being, from showing up with you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In this season, when it's about the Lord God Almighty, when it's about Jesus, this season, let us truly be about Jesus. Let us be about Jesus. Let us be about Jesus as he is being about us, as he is tending to us, as he is talking to us, as he is opening up heaven and pouring out on us more than we have room enough to receive. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I'll see you next Sunday. Amen. Same time, same place. And I am praying for you by God's miracles, signs and wonders. Expect the impossible. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.